is Davin's Den.
All right, you listen to Davin's Den. You got Pip, Joe, and me, Davin. Last segment of the evening, third segment of 2023, and first time we're doing this in a few weeks. A little scamming scammers. Let me cue up the music. For the uninitiated, like a lot of you, I get hit up by scammers, whether it be social media. Usually social media, that's where scammers find me. And unlike you, I spend a lot of time wooing and romancing and trying to make that love connection while not spending a goddamn dime. That's what I do. And if I do it right, it's funny and entertaining, and they go home thoroughly frustrated, and you go home happy. That's the way we do. That's what we do. So this person found me on Instagram on June 29th of 2020.
And, you know, oh, wow.
Yeah, you know how you get these like message requests and you go and most and then you click it is and you see it's bullshit and most people ignore it? I go, "Yes."
Material.
Yes, that's exactly what I do. She goes, "Hello." I go, "Hi." I go, "Turn on phone. Stupid. Stop it. Come on." My phone just shut off. Really? Ugh.
How dare it?
No, it's fine. Here we go.
Do we have a name for this young vixen?
Well, she's just saying hello. I'm saying hi. We'll get there. Yeah.
Okay.
You overeager wench.
You know me.
She goes, "How are you doing?" By the way, they always ask that. How are you doing? Like, I know most people, most people don't think, like, "How are you doing?" But that's a very common phrase. So,
oh my God, that's exactly what I just wrote to Lisa in the chat.
But she knows you, and she can see you.
She knows you're full. She knows you're full of shit, dear. Cat shit. Anyway, she goes, "How are you doing?" I go, "I am well. How are you?" She goes, "I'm good. I'm this is good. Not am good. I'm good. All right. This could be legit. She goes, "Where are you from?" I go, "United States. How about you?" I give him the country. I don't like to reveal which city or state first, because I need to know how I want to play this. She goes, "I'm from Ohio." "Hello?" I go, "What part of Ohio?" "Ohio." Oh, because I wrote Ohio. She goes, "Toledo, Ohio State." I go, "Very nice." She goes, "Where are you from?" I go, "I live in New York." She goes, "What part in New York?" I go, "I spend a lot of time in New York City. I have an apartment in Manhattan and a home in upstate New York." All right, I'm lying out of the gate. I am full of shit.
Oh, there you go. She goes, like a certain political person we were just discussing.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
She goes, "Okay, hon. All right, we got our first term of endearment a few seconds in."
That was just like moments, yes. And you got the hun.
"Any kid?" That's the question. "Any kid?" No question mark. I go, "Yes, how about you? Any kids?" She goes, "I'm from Ohio. I'm alone since I lost my parents." That's another very common thing. I feel bad for the parents of these scammers. They never survive. There's a lot of tragedy. Parents are usually it's like a car accident, but, you know, parents are always the first to go. It's very unfortunate.
"I need some money. I think I'm going to scam people. Bye, parents."
"You need to die." She goes, "I'm alone since I lost my parents last year. I was born in Ohio State. No kids. I'm tired of being alone. How old are you? Are you there?" I go, "I'm sorry about your parents. What happened to them?" "They, any accident?" I go, "Car accident?" Because that's usually what it is. So let me help you with your bullshit, because I'm so well versed in it. "Car accident?" She goes, "Are you on Hangout?" Yes. Now, another clue. They always want to move you off. They often want to move you off these social media sites because they get deleted there. So if they can put you on some place where they won't get deleted, they can really sink their fangs into you in the con. Oh, so they did that. And she confirms it was a car accident. Yes. I go, tragic. I hear that quite a bit. I'm giving this person every opportunity to stop and leave me alone. Then she goes, hello, hello. I go, are you on Hangout? Are you there? Hello. I go, I am here. She goes, are you on WhatsApp? Are you still there? I go, I am not on WhatsApp. They always want to get me on WhatsApp. That's what they want. But that's Americans don't usually use WhatsApp, which is another clue. Unless you have a lot of friends overseas, but a lot of Americans don't use it. She goes, send me your number so that I can text me. They always want my number. I do not want them to have any personal information. I don't want to get on any list they may have. I don't want to get spammed. I don't want to get hacked. I want to give them nothing. But I want this to continue because I'm intrigued.
Right.
She goes, send me your number so that I can text you. I go, we can talk here to start. I use this account for fun is what I meant to say. She goes, I'm looking for a serious relationship. And you? Hello? I go, I'm not looking, but if that happens, I'm not opposed to it. She goes, can I know more about you? I go, what would you like to know? She goes, your favorite food and color, spelled C-O-L-O-U-R, which is fine.
European.
Or Canadian, but certainly not somebody who was born at the fine school of Ohio State.
Nope, that's not a Toledo girl.
Nope. She goes, do you drive? Do you smoke? Do you drink? I go, I do drive. I don't smoke. I drink once in a while if I'm celebrating something. She goes, okay.
Looks like my ideal woman.
Sure. I go, what do you do for a living? She goes, I'm working in the store, hun, phone store. Well, that's good. She's got a working job. So maybe she doesn't need my money. Maybe money will never come up.
That is really hopeful.
I try to be. I go, oh, that's cool. Now I know where to go for a new phone, LOL. She goes, okay. I go, what's the name of your store? She goes, okay. I go, what's the name of the store? Sprint store. What do you do for a living? That could be the carrier, but that's not... All right. I go, stand-up comedian. She goes, wow. I go, stand-up comedian. She goes, wow, lovely. I go, that's my cover. I also do some government work, which I'm not at liberty to discuss. All right, apparently I'm giving myself another job.
I'm not at liberty to discuss. But I will bring that up at the first opportunity.
Well, in my defense, this is when I was dating Michelle, and I thought you could. Because Michelle was in the Army and had no problem giving me all sorts of government secrets.
Sure.
So I asked her if she does love comedy. I go, are you a fan of comedy? She goes, yes, hon, I love comedy. I go, cool, who's your favorite comedian? Honey, I forgot his name. Are you there? I go, LOL, can't be much of a favorite then, LOL. Like, seriously, can we have a private chat? I go, we are having a private chat. She goes, I know, not here. I go, why? She goes, I don't use the chat here, which they always say, but they always find me here. So you do use it. I know this because you just created the page.
And why is one place better than another?
Well, because they're going to get deleted here, hon.
Yes, I know.
I go, why? She goes, I don't use the chat here. I love private chat. I go, you don't think this is private? Is someone watching us? She goes, yes, hon. I go, who? And I have a bunch of question marks. She goes, like, seriously? I go, who's watching us? She goes, is only God. I go, oh, well, then I think God is watching. We can talk anywhere.
Really good point.
She goes, OMG, are you there? I go, what OMG? She goes, you don't understand me. Have you married? I go, that is tricky. She goes, what? I go, my status. It is tricky. She goes, okay. I go, what do you do for fun? She goes, I love swimming. Hi. I go, that's cool. Do you like the ocean or swimming pools better? She goes, I like swimming in pools. I go, that is cool. Maybe one day we can go for a swim. I am amazing at the doggy paddle. By the way, I'm really not. She goes, same here. Finally. She goes, same here. I go, is that your favorite? She goes, favorite of what? I don't understand you. Stroke for swimming. She goes, are you there? Hello? I go, yes. She goes, what are you doing for now? I go, I'm writing. What are you doing? She goes, I'm at home. Can I see your picture? I have my picture on my profile. She goes, you can't send me your picture? I go, I'm not on my phone. She goes, where are you then? I go, I'm at home. I'm writing and talking to you. She goes, okay. Can you send me a picture? And, I sent something, but I can't load it anymore. Oh, she sends me her picture. And I said pretty, but it really wasn't. It was okay. It was okay. Not the best efforts I've seen from coming my way, and certainly a letdown of what I'd been dealing with at that time.
Yes.
She goes, thanks. I'm looking for a serious relationship. I go, you told me that. How do you usually meet people? Here, honey, she goes. I go, have you been successful meeting men here? She goes, I'm looking for a good man. I go, so you see people and start chatting with them. She goes, you're the only serious one I've met here. I go, how many men have you messaged? She goes, 3. You're the third one. I go, how's it going with the other two? Well, don't talk again. I go, what do you mean? She goes, I don't talk to them again because they are after my father's property. That is why. I go, you met two other people in here, and they were after your father's property? She goes, yes. I go, what is his property? She goes, because I told them everything about me. I go, well, I don't want his property, but I'd love to know more about you. She goes, I lose my parents last year, and my father has a lot of property here in Ohio State, and my father lawyered that before I can collect my father's property, I have to get married. That is why, honey. Are you there? So often is the case with American fathers that they're not going to give their daughter the property until they're taking a bone and a serious married relationship. So many stipulations.
Yeah, that's something very American about that.
Yes. I go, why'd your
father... Taking a bone.
I go, why did your father make it so you have to get married to get the property? She goes, I don't know the reason why. Really? You wouldn't ask?
You wouldn't? You don't ask?
So I go, so he was wealthy? She goes, yes. I go, so you want to marry a man so you can get his property? She goes, the man I meet here, he doesn't love me. I go, what man did you meet here? She goes, I meet him, and I invite him to my house in Ohio. And he come to me, that was 6 months ago. I go, he lived with you? She goes, yes. Well, that's a new twist. I go, so it was a serious relationship? She goes, he didn't give me what I want, his after my money. What did you want? She goes, I need a man that will satisfy me, give me joy. I go, what gives you satisfaction and joy in a relationship? She goes, sex. All right.
Wow.
I go, he wouldn't have sex with you? She goes, yes. I go, why? She goes, have sex last for past 2 years. So he comes to stay with you, but he would not have sex with you. She goes, yes, he's just talking about my father's property every day. I go, that's crazy. He is talking about property, and you wanted dick.
Just be subtle.
She goes, yes, I need a man that will satisfy me. I go, you must be very horny.
Really?
Yes. It's glasses time for blindy over here. She goes,
I feel you.
She goes, yes, are you leaving alone? I go, yes, I'm alone most of the time. She goes, I know you will have a different types of women with you. I go, what do you mean? She goes, you will have different types of women with you, chat with you. Handsome man like you. LOL, thanks. She goes, yes, hon, you are very handsome. And here's the first article of truth. I go, if you're horny, why don't you find a local man and have some sex? And then I said I was blushing from what she said. She goes, I can't. I go, why? She goes, they are not okay for me. I go, why? She goes, I don't like them. I go, but if you just want to have sex, you don't have to like them. You just have to think they're handsome.
Yeah.
And here we have the first instance of fake Davin, once again, problem solving.
There you go.
She goes,
it's like, if all you want is a tool, there's the whole toolbox beyond your door.
There's the toolbox for your hole. She goes, I need a man that will love me. I go, so you do not want sex without love. Do you love the man who stayed with you? She goes, and give me joy. I go, did you love the guy who stayed with you? She goes, I tried to love him, but he loved my father's property. I go, what's so special about the property? My father have a big property. Even I don't know everything about it. In Toledo? Toledo?
Yeah, really? Like, land spread now so far and wide. You're not in Toledo.
I go, why do you keep it a secret from you? She goes, is only my father lawyer that know everything. I go, he should tell you. But the lawyer have read
it. He should tell you.
Well, just saying. She goes, but the lawyer have read everything for me. Please, hon, can we have a private chat, please? I go, what do you want me to tell you that you can't tell me here? She goes, no, hon, I love a private chat. I go, I'm not showing anyone our chat. She goes, I believe that private chat is more secure than this place. That is why, honey. I go, are you going to show me naked pictures, LOL? She goes, let's have a private chat. I can do that there, not here. Okay, I guess nakedness is coming.
I guess so.
I mean, we have been talking for a few minutes, so it's overdue.
Absolutely.
I go,
oh,
you know.
Oh, my God, at that rate, we've been talking for 3 hours, and I'm still wearing a dress.
I go, you know, if I go to hangouts with you, I expect to see naked pictures now, right? LOL. She goes, let's go there. She goes, I love there to chat. I go, do I get to see you naked? She goes, let's go to hangouts first. So I give her my email address.
Ooh.
She goes, you have it before, and you said you don't have it before. I said, I don't use it for personal stuff. I said, I don't have WhatsApp. She goes, I've messaged you there. I go, okay, let me see if I can find it. What is your name over there? Mary. I go, just Mary? What email address are you using? And she's using MaryMary, 4109 at gmail.com.
So contrary. Save that pussy,
it's
so damn hairy.
Oh, gosh. It's Dice Curry over there.
I know.
She goes, hello? She goes, talk to me there now. Are you busy, hon? I go, okay. She goes, I've messaged you in there on Hangout. Hello? Hello? All right, so let's see if we can go to Hangouts and see.
Okay.
Pick this.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Why does she keep saying hello? Is she yelling down a hallway? What's going on?
No, dear, that'd be like a hot dog down a hallway.
I've heard of that.
So I have to scroll to the top. While I do that, do we have any thoughts on how long this relationship can go? If we get a relationship.
I think it got some legs to it. I mean, it's starting out with all the same things. You just started chatting. She wants to get a photo. You want to go, you know, basically you may want a video chat. You're going to go to Hangout, which is a start. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of give and take. I think this has got legs.
All right. Let me just, what do you think, Pip?
It's really hard to say. I mean, I don't have a feeling yet what her story is going to be. I think obviously this person is not an American, but I'm not really sure. I mean, there are definitely possibilities because this person went right for bringing up the sex and horny stuff right away, which is always a good sign for this. For our show.
It's always, always a good sign for Pip.
Yes, this is this could be a good story. I don't know how long. I'm saying a couple months.
All right. Yeah. So now we're on a chat. Couple months, say the kids. We'll see if we can do it. We're on Google Chat. She goes, hello, handsome. Are you there, honey? I go, hi.
I'm right here.
Yeah. She goes, how are you doing? I go, same as I was on Instagram, LOL. She goes, I know, but this place is private. Are you there? She goes, are you there, hello, honey, hello? I go, yes, I'm here. Are you busy, honey? Hello? I go, I'm just waiting for the naked picture you promised.
I'm waiting for something different. We're in a new room. It's a whole new deal.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the nudie pictures.
She goes, I will satisfy you if you have time for me. I'm trying of being alone. I think she meant tired. I go, I have time. I go, so I'm not getting the naked picture? She goes, honey, I just meet you. I want to know you better than this. I go, ah, so you made me switch here under a lie. And I gave a sad emoji. She goes, don't worry, honey, I will satisfy you. Yeah, but you have to satisfy Joe and Pip in the audience, too. It's not really about me. I go, how will you satisfy me, Mary? She goes, are you going to give me what you want? I go, do you mean, am I going to tell you what I want? She goes, what? Tell me, hon. I go, Well, I don't want your father's property. I know that. She goes, I know. I need a man that will love me. I go, you deserve that. She goes, you. I go, question mark. She goes, do you have the woman you love? Tell me the truth. I go, not currently, no. She goes, okay. But why did you off your last scene on your Hangout? I go, question mark. That's why I say question mark, dear.
Yeah.
She goes, are you there? I said, yes. I go, I don't understand your question. She goes, did you see my last scene on my Hangouts? You off your own. I go, what do you mean? I am not thinking this is a highly educated American woman.
Am I having a stroke? I can't understand.
She goes, I don't know whether you were online or now on it, please. I go, I'm talking to you. She goes, you know what I'm talking about. I go, I really do not.
You know what I'm talking about. No. No, please, help us understand.
She goes, you were just pretend. I go, how do you figure? I'm very real. She goes,
you're just pretend.
No. I know, what?
She goes, did you see my last scene now on my Hangouts? I go, I'm talking to you right now on Hangouts. She goes, never mind. What is your favorite color and food? I go, please, what were you saying? You called me pretend. She goes, you think I know you?
Did she say what's your colored food?
No, what's your favorite color and food? Had nothing to do with collard greens.
But you know what? The way she was talking all mush-mouthy before, Joe, she could very well have said that.
That's That's what I'm thinking.
She goes, yeah. She goes, I think you know what I'm talking about. I know that you know that I know that we know.
You know and I know and you know and I know
that I know. I smell toast.
I go, I really do not. I've talked to you this whole time, and I have been honest. I have not. You asked me to come here, and I did. I did. She goes, I know. What is your favorite color and food? I go, pizza. What about you? She goes, same here, pizza. I go, aw, we will have a pizza party. She goes, and spaghetti and egg.
A very popular dish in Toledo.
To which the Italian farmer said, we're suing.
Mafia talk.
But I, you know, I have often had spaghetti and egg.
I would love for I would love a spaghetti brunch. And a spaghetti and egg dinner. I go, I've never heard of that combination. She goes, yes. I go, where did you eat spaghetti and egg? She goes, you know spaghetti? I go, I do. She goes, you know egg? I go, I do. Just never together.
Well, there you go, asshole. Spaghetti and egg.
Where were you when I needed you?
Oh, God.
She goes, if we'll see, I will cook it for you. You will see. I go, that's a deal. She goes, yes. Can you send me a picture of you here? I go, are you a good cook? She goes, of course. I go, I'm still on my computer. Let me see if I have a picture in here. I don't have many. She goes, okay, you were chatting from your computer, not your phone. And then I do what I always do. I send them the profile picture because I want to send them a very common picture. So if they try to pretend that they're me, it'll come up with a lot of image searches and go, that's not him. That's him. That's what I try
good
to
idea.
Do.
You're an imposter.
I go, correct. You have me laying down, LOL. Yeah, the picture was horizontal. She goes, is that you? Is that you? Are you there? Hello? Are you there, honey? I go, of course. Who else would it be?
Relax. He's there.
Yeah, really?
She goes, okay, nice, honey. I go, glad you like. She goes, can I spend the rest of my life with you? And like on a first date, Pip is spitting.
Minutes, get off the pot. Well, can you?
No. If you like it even slightly, put a ring on it.
If you're okay, if you're just meh about it, put a ring on it.
If you think maybe it has legs, put a ring on it. Oh my God.
We're moving quickly.
Yeah, I'd say. That was a land speed record.
After 5 minutes, you're moving quickly. This is more than quickly.
She goes, can I spend the rest of my life with you? I go, you just met me. You are sure you want that? She goes, I need a man in my life. Man that will not cheat on me. That will not lying to me. Yes, honey. I go, you just call me pretend. Which am I, fake or soulmate?
I know. What the hell?
She goes, no, honey, I'm not saying that to you. I'm sorry for saying that to you. I'm sorry. I go, are you talking to someone else? She goes, I don't understand you, honey. Explain to me. I go, you said you were not saying it to me, but you did say it. It seems like you were talking to someone else while talking to me. She goes,
But I'm sorry, but what's really confusing here is what kind of tactic is this to be throwing that, well, are you going to marry me already? I mean, you met 5 seconds ago. Do you think this is really the way to start a romance?
You know what might have happened? He's calling her. Are you talking to somebody else? She might be with somebody that she's been in known a lot longer, and she's up to her ass and lost track of what she's doing.
I don't know, Joe.
Yeah.
This one seems pretty much on the ball. I find that hard to believe.
No, I think.
Dreams, Steve.
No, I see your point. Please continue.
She goes, I'm sorry. You were the one I'm talking to before. I'm sorry. I go, okay. Are you talking to the other men online looking for love? She goes, you're the only one I'm talking to, hun. Trust me. And there we have it. I just need to trust more. If I trust more, I'll believe more bullshit. And that would work out well.
Well, that's all Santos wants. I mean, you know.
Trust me. I mean, really, the only difference between him and a catfish is we see him.
Yeah. I'm glad you solved that.
Yes. I go, okay, it's hard for me to trust. She goes, I trust you. I go, okay, cool. She goes, answer my questions. I go, what's the question? She goes, can I spend the rest of my life with you? I need a man in my life, man that will not cheat on me, that will not lie to me. I go, maybe we can. She goes, you don't sure of yourself. I go, we just met, Mary. She goes, I know.
Do you think I could possibly not be any of the above?
I think I'm going to have to slow this roll down a little bit. I go,
Can I just stop for a second? If you're that lonely, and we're talking about a real person, that
I am. Well, I'm not that, but I am lonely.
But what I'm saying, but if you're that lonely, you know, and you're getting stamped by. Do you think somebody even that lonely would get fooled by that under such a short period of time?
I think there are slow people out there that might. But I think if somebody had the average intelligence, and I'm not trying to be demeaning to anybody, but I think a person of average intelligence would go, "Yeah, this is a little weird."
Yeah,
that's pretty fast.
Yeah. You're in love with me. I typed 3 fucking paragraphs. I mean, you know.
Lisa has posted a picture of an engagement ring in the chat.
Slow down, Lisa. Let me get the naked picture before we do that. Okay.
My God, let you get her last name even. God.
I've been drunk at the bar or the compound, told a woman I loved her, but Christ, that was after several hours. Not, you know, after a high, so I get you a drink. I mean, you know.
That was after several highballs.
even drunken Joe has a sense of decorum and chivalry.
A little bit, yeah.
I go, so I don't want to lie and say yes. I don't know. You could be a psycho, LOL. She goes, okay, because I mean, I need a man that will care about me. I go, well, if we fall in love, obviously I'll care about you. Then she didn't respond for a couple minutes. I go, why'd you get quiet?
I like that. You could be a lunatic. I've already shoved 4 of my chips in on that one.
Yeah, me too. I got the whole stack in.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm here. I go, okay, cool. What are your plans for this evening? She goes, nothing much. Honey, what do you like to like for fun? I go, sex. She goes, wow, are you there, honey? Honey, are you there? Hello? I go, yes, Mary, sorry. So we have pizza and sex in common.
Uh-oh, it's too far.
Yeah. She goes, so we have pizza and sex in common. She goes, what? You left
Sounds
me here.
Sounds like a hell of a weekend.
It really does. She goes, you left me here. Where'd you go?
Sex and pizza. We're using my balls as the anchovies.
Ew. I don't want fishy balls.
Why do your fish balls have to be on the pizza, Joe? Yeah, no. Why do you have to ruin everything?
People put pineapple on it. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, but nobody wants balls that are small and smell.
Yeah.
Except you, apparently.
Not anchovy balls, human balls, but with anchovy smell.
Oh, that's the worst point. Hello, my baby. Take a look at me. I got the anchovy balls. Mario, put your balls away. You do that every time you have casino. But my balls taste like an anchovy. We put it on, especially when the sauce is hot, it singes them.
And you too can hear the rest of Joe Curry's one-man show. She goes,
crap.
She goes, what? You left me here. Where'd you go? Hello, OMG. I go, I'm sorry, Mary, delivery man. She goes, where are you? I go, I'm home, but I get packages. My apologies. And I give her a kiss emoji.
Lady, relax.
She goes, okay, hon. And I get 6 kiss emojis. I go, many kisses. How lovely. She goes, honey, how did you good in bed? She goes, honey. Oh, she goes, honey, did you good in bed?
Did you good in bed?
I go, no. Was I supposed to? She goes, you have to be good. I go,
oh, I can't drink anything anymore during this segment.
In her defense, I've had a lot of women plead, you have to be good, and then find out, no, I don't. So, anyway.
No, I don't. You'll find out.
I go, is going to be me being boring in bed? I don't know what the hell I wrote. She goes, that is the only way you can use to satisfy me. I go, you want me to satisfy you now? She goes, if we see, hun. I go, what are we seeing about, Mary? She goes, how I wish. I go, tell me your wish. She goes, I wish I can visit you one day. I go, we're not far apart. We can make that happen. She goes, is not too far from me? I go, no, hun. I've made that drive many times.
Yeah.
May I tighten balloon knot?
All right.
What?
She goes, same. I'm B to New York. I go, when? She goes, January 23rd this year. I go, cool. Did you have fun? She goes, yes. I go, what'd you do? She goes, swimming, hon. I go, in the Hudson River? She said, yes.
No. No, she didn't.
She most certainly did. January 23rd, she was swimming in the balmy Hudson River.
July 23rd, I wouldn't go swimming in that fucking river. The only thing you got to grab onto was a dead fish and a turd. I mean, January. The only thing you got to flip into January in that river is fucking Sully. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I go in the Hudson. She goes,
doesn't have a fucking
I go, how was the water? And then she didn't answer for a few minutes. I go, guess you're gone. She goes, hon. I go, you left. He goes, I'm here, hon. I go, how was the water in the Hudson River? She goes, I enjoy the little chatting I have with you. I go, it's nice. I go, it is nice for sure. She goes, good. I go, wow. She goes, thanks, hon. I go, you're the first person I know to swim in it. She goes, which water are you talking about? I go, Hudson River. She goes, is not that one I'm talking about, that big river? I go, which one are you talking about? I go, that's the one, hun. She goes, no, swimming pool. I go, oh, you said you swam in the Hudson River. She goes, me and my friend go to swimming pool. Apparently she did some research.
Okay, well, hold on. Yeah. Now, where was the pool? Because obviously maybe she did some research. Maybe she didn't look at the fucking temperature, though. Oh, yeah, we're in your backyard. All right, good. Who froze to death first from hypothermia?
What hemisphere are you actually in, honey? Yeah.
I go, okay, do you look nice in a bathing suit? She goes, do you want to buy for me? I go, a bathing suit? She goes, yes, I like it, hello. I go, nah, I prefer you swim naked.
In the Hudson. In January,
yeah.
Actually, yes.
And you want to have sex, I'm going to have to pry your flu open with a crowbar. It's going to be so frozen.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the temperature. That's just...
I write novels. You don't appreciate me, you people.
Somebody tip Santa Claus.
Finish the sentence.
Somebody finish it. Somebody tip Santa Claus. He's delusional over here. She goes, why? In front of people? I can't swim in naked. I go, I'll arrange it so it's just us. She goes, can you do that? I go, I can. She goes, I can't do that. It means you don't love me. How can you allow me to swim in front of people? I go, what do you mean? How does getting a private pool mean I don't love you? I just said you and I. She goes, okay, I can. It's me and you. I go, just us. Feel better now? She goes, yes, I will. She goes, good, and I give her a kiss. She goes, yes, hon, and then she gives me three heart eye emojis. I go, so we have pizza, sex, swimming in common. Spaghetti and eggs? Not so much.
That's actually some of my favorite things.
I can hook you up.
I'm starting to picture, like, how would I make spaghetti and eggs to make it palatable? It's not completely unthinkable.
Go to Toledo, dear.
Let me tell you something. You give it to an Italian grandmother, it'll be a masterpiece.
Yeah.
That's right.
She goes, yes. I go, we will combine all three things. She goes, what? What, honey? I go, we can combine pizza, sex, and swimming. We can have sex, go for a swim to cool off, and then eat some pizza. Or I can just eat you in the pool while you eat a slice of pizza.
There you go.
This is how all my first conversations with people go, by the way.
It's amazing you're married.
It's amazing I don't have many wives. I go, and gone. And then 2.5 hours later, she's back. Hello, are you there, honey? I go, hi. She goes, how are you, hon? What are you doing now? I go, where'd you vanish to before? She goes, I'm cooking food to eat, honey. I go, what are you cooking? She goes, my love, I just finished eating. We can chat now. I'm her love.
Already?
Yeah, but you just asked what you had for dinner. And we were talking about spaghetti. Did you make the spaghetti? I'm curious. I want to know.
Well, she had spaghetti eggs before. I go, what'd you eat? She said, chicken. She goes, are you busy, honey? Are you there, honey? She goes, hello? Are you there, honey? I go, hi, Mary. Sorry. She goes, are you busy, honey?
She's as pesky as my fucking toothbrush.
That's why you got to listen to the whole show. That will not make sense 3 years from now when it's in a scammer clip. But
no, it won't.
Oh, that'll be a title.
She goes, are you busy, honey? I go, a little. It's okay, though. She goes, okay, hon. I'm missing you chat, honey. I go, oh, that's sweet. She goes, I love you, honey. I go, really? We just met a few hours ago. She goes, I know, but honestly with me. I go, so how do you know you love me? She goes, I'm just trying to love you. I go, so you don't yet, but you want to. Yes, hon, and you? I go, I'm taking it as it comes. I go, we know I'm not after your property, so that is good. She goes, I know. She goes, honey, if I see that you love me, what I have, we'll have it together, honey. What you have, we have it together. I go, that sounds nice. She goes, yes. I go, and she continues, if there is love between us, you have important things to share together. I go, and you will get lots of sex, LOL. She goes, of course, honey. I go, I know what makes you happy. She goes, yes, I will visit you one day. I go, okay, Mary, sounds good. She goes, are you living alone, honey? I go, my daughter comes and goes. Most of the time, I am alone. You vanished. And that is where we will end it.
Oh, good start.
What are our impressions of Mary?
Well, she's very forward.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, she is, Joe.
And she falls in love easy. And she doesn't mind freezing a flu in a river.
What do you think? What do you think, Pip?
I think she's a fucknut. She is so anxious. Every 2 seconds, hello, hello, hello. I'm sitting right next to you. Hello, hello. You took your eyes off me for a second. It's kind of like, you know, like a she has the verbal tic that makes her seem like she's a toddler, that when you cover your eyes and go peekaboo, she doesn't have like the permanence understanding that you're still there even if you covered your eyes. Very, very scary. Very scary dame. But she does have the horniness going for her.
She does have that. And she does have persistence.
Oh, yeah.
But she doesn't seem very interesting so far.
So far, she doesn't have a lot to offer, you know, intellectually, or like, she doesn't have that like twinkle in her eye, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it seems like we're going to have to work to try. It's from the get-go. I could be wrong because I don't remember how it turned out. Other than we're, you know, still together.
It's sort of like a boulder rolls into your front yard. It's like, what the fuck do I do with this?
Yeah.
Which really is the nicest thing you could say about anybody.
She's sort of strangely, like, right now, scammer generic.
Yeah.
Yes, very much so. Very much. It's like standard playbook.
And childlike in her command of English.
Yes.
And so I'm sure you'll do it, but my advice to you is take advantage of that and start rattling her cage.
Joe. Mm. Joe, no. I'm not here for that. This girl wants to love me. She wants to have sex. And if I happen to get a lot of prime property in Toledo out of it, why would I jeopardize that?
Yeah, well, yeah, you do have that real estate in Toledo, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And
Kingly ransom.
When we come back on the road, there was that good hot dog place there that we went to that Dennis, God rest his soul, recommended. So you got that place nearby.
Was that Toledo?
That was Toledo.
Yeah, maybe that's the place she's talking about.
There, yeah.
So we'll
ask her if she knows it.
Maybe I will.
And you want to know that if you're Toledo, you would know it.
It's true.
Right?
So there we go. That is Mary. We'll see how far we can take this. Remember, this is also the same time I was dating Michelle. So.
Yeah.
This is also.
You slut.
Yes. This is also in the middle of the pandemic as well.
Right.
Well, the good thing is she hasn't asked for money yet. That's the good thing. And she's got a job. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's thank some folks. I'd like to thank Sensei Russ Fredico, who was in here last week, for his continued support. Thank you, Russ.
Yes.
Thank you, Russ.
Joe, what do you got?
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, making sure that not every meal is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Friday, and on Saturday and Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, what we got coming up, pal?
January 21st, I think, is the Friday. It's either 20th or 21st, something like that. It's the Friday night. And your headliner...
January 20th,
your headliner is Johnny Watson.
It's going to be a great show. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. That's 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve a great night out. You deserve a great meal. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions, you need a comic for your living room, for your house. Just picked up a new client today in Indiana, so that's pretty exciting. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com or call us 551-404-3094. Joe, you got anything going up this week?
Yeah, this Friday and Saturday, the 6th and the 7th, I'm going to be at Bananas Comedy Club in Rutherford, New Jersey. Friday night is 8 o'clock, Saturday 7:30 and 10 p.m., go to bananascomedyclub.com or call 201-727-1090. It's going to be a very interesting. David, I don't know if you know. She asked me to keep it on download. It's going to be Denise's last weekend there.
She told me she was leaving before she told anybody else.
All right. Okay. Yeah,
Joey Cole is the headliner.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. So we love Denise, so it's going to be a little sad saying goodbye to her, but it's going to be a fun weekend.
Are you featuring or hosting?
I'm hosting.
Who's featuring?
I don't know, but she, you know what, she mentioned, she even told me, she goes, look, I know that you should be middling, I can you host, you know, and she mentioned it's going to be my last weekend there, I'd like to have you in the show, so yeah, I'll be there.
Well, tell her I said hello, and goodbye.
You got it. Yep.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I am off this week, I'm also off next week, as it turns out, just found that out during the show, but what are you going to do? I'll find something to do. All right. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We wish you all a happy and healthy new year. We appreciate you guys starting it with us. We'll do this again next week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us...